You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Callback Week, and we're in Pasadena. Yes, for So You Think You Can Dance, I'm Kristen Burt, and I'm so excited because we've got a very special guest in studio. I spoiled it on Twitter, so you guys know who it is. But first, I'm going to introduce my co-host, Chloe West. If you might have seen her, she is a viral internet sensation this week in the video The Slap. Chloe West.
What's up, guys? I'm sitting next to the one, the only, Fiction is in the house. Oh!
Winner of So You Think You Can Dance Season 10.
That's right.
Yes, male winner. Me and my partner, Amy, male,
Amy
female.
Yakima.
I know, you guys from the start.
I know, the best partnership. Like, you guys made it all the way through together. I mean, that's kind of special.
I believe so, too. It definitely wasn't the easiest thing in the world, but I feel like it paid off in the end.
Yeah.
We definitely had our... We had our moments, but I feel like they made us, it brought us together stronger on stage, which was like amazing. I think that's what people saw when they were like, your connection with you guys, like, is with each other is so there and like all that stuff. I was like, I think it's because the things that we go through learning the routine and like having to give our like opinions on stuff on like what should be, you know, corrected and whatnot. And then finally, when we take all of that work and all of that, just a little bit of stress, but a lot of opinionated, you know, things, and then you put it together on stage and it comes
it's
into
magical.
Like this piece. And then of course the choreographers are amazing, so that like helps.
It certainly does help, and it also proves that, you know, partnerships, you can't create chemistry. It's either there or it's not, and you see it when the partnerships work and you see it when it doesn't work.
Totally.
It's really interesting.
And we might be spoiling some of the partnerships tonight for the top 20. Kristen may or may not have a list for that as well.
I've been spoiling So You Think You Can Dance all over the place. What do you know? All right, before we get started on round one and all the callbacks, I just want to remind everyone, Maria Menounos' book is out, The Evergirl Guide to Diet and Fitness, so you can pick it up online. And if you still go to the bookstore, you can pick it up there too. But it's a great book, awesome pictures, recipes, and great tips.
Holler.
Mm-hmm. Holla to that. All right, let's start off because round one was doing the solos again. But they weed people out immediately, which I think is kind of interesting because they get you all the way to Los Angeles and then they're like, do your solo. And then a lot of people go home that day.
Yes. I mean, you gotta think, to be honest, I mean, my experience when it happened to me, I didn't know what to expect as far as like doing the other routine. So, I mean, I feel like it's cool that you come back and do solos again because you get to remind the judges why they moved you onto this round, to begin with. And then between like, the time you audition and the time you go to, Pasadena week, I feel like it still gives them, I feel like you can make it stronger. Like whatever it is they love, you can give them more of that, or you can, you know, keep it the way they liked it. But, I do feel like I was definitely more comfortable with the solos as far as like that being the first round, because I feel like that was a nice warm up to whatever you had to do.
Right, but it gives you your confidence because you're like, I do this really well.
Yes.
And whatever the next round is, I might not do that so well. So I got to bring it right now.
And it helps the judges remember that, like, since you do that first, they know, like, okay, she's so good at what she does. So even if she's just kind of like okay at this, we know that she has potential because of what she does is amazing. So of course, there's got to be some way they can translate that into like the other styles.
Cool.
So
it's a good point. And we kicked it off with Tanisha, who killed it in ballroom. Tanisha Belknap. She started right off, and you're like, oh yeah, okay, we remember. You're one of the vibe girls, and you're good.
Yeah.
But they spent most of the time, and this was you know, when they give you the backstory of Stephen Cater, he's about to have a baby. His like girlfriend's in labor.
Yes, that was intense.
And he has to sit there and, you know, do his hip-hop routine. And, you know, thank goodness he killed it. But I've got to imagine, like, that's a tough thing to get your mind really focused when you're thinking, I'm about to have a son.
Yeah. I was wondering. But I'm sure, like, most dancers, and a lot of them talk about it on the show, you know, whatever they're going through, they're like, I'm going to show the judges on stage. And that's how it's going to translate. Because then I think that always makes the dances better because something's happening. A lot of the judges were commenting later on once we got onto group round, like, there's nothing going on, you guys. Like, I wasn't seeing anything in your face. And so, yeah, maybe he was channeling his baby anxiety.
I'm about to become a dad.
Yeah, that could be one way to look at it.
And you just mentioned the judges, so we should mention who was there for the callbacks, because it was a really interesting panel, I thought.
Yeah.
It was Nigel, of course, Mary, Adam Shankman, Twitch, Tara Lipinski, who, my goodness, she's got some strong opinions.
She's also been everywhere recently, like, covering the Olympics, and then I just feel like I see her anywhere and everywhere.
Kentucky Derby, she did the Oscars. I interviewed her at the Oscars red carpet.
Girl, I was there. Oh. I was there with you.
Why was I not there? I don't know.
I just have to tell you that Chloe was my production assistant that day. Why I just blanked on that is completely embarrassing.
It's okay, guys. I wore sneakers.
It was the best. ABT ballerina Irina.
Yeah.
Dorinyukin.
Yep, sound it out. Yep, Whatever you say, I'll believe it.
Yep. But Irina, I thought she was another one that had very strong opinions too. She was like, not working for me, when other times you would see Nigel and Mary saying that was good.
Yeah, I actually really liked her because she was like the ice queen, like for callbacks. I felt like anything mean they had to say or like they had to let someone down, they were like, can you do it?
You gotta have that person on the panel, I feel like. But honestly, I feel like I love those, like the harder critics, because then you know when they say it was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And like you've done, you know, something like, 'cause there's all types of people, everyone has their own opinion. But number one, to get everyone on the panel to think, wow, they're amazing. And then also to get that one person who you know is like, yay or nay. Yeah, they're just yay or nay. Like when you get them, then it's like, ooh, okay. Like, you can feel accomplished.
Sonia, I think, is like that. I think Sonia's a lot like that on the panel. You know, she's a very...
We were talking about her and Armin Way last year when she was like...
like, ooh, yes.
You were there for that. I mean...
Yeah, and with the partner thing with Jade and his partner. Jade made it to the top 20. And the girl had wanted to switch partners and stuff. Yeah, that was intense. To be there, it was like... But yeah, a lot of people were gasping for air, like, oh no.
Yeah, it probably sucks all the air out of the room because you're already nervous and you've got so many things going on, and then someone gets yelled at, or you have a bad attitude or something happens. It's like,
it keeps you on your toes.
It does. It definitely does. On that round, they lost 36 dancers, 121 remain. So it kind of gives you an idea. Because if I've heard now in the past, I know from Vegas, because Jake Dupree, one of our co-hosts who's not here this week, he made it to Vegas last year. Made it to the first day of solos, and he said he got cut, and he said they put me on a plane that night, and I was back to LA.
Oh yeah, they get you in and as fast as you come.
There's no hotel room.
You leave out. Yeah, that's how they work.
So those people go home.
Yeah,
that's why I never unpacked.
Of the whole time,
the entire time. I mean, Vegas to the show. I lived out of my suitcase because I was just like,
even though you live down the street.
I mean, yes, exactly. Yeah, even though I was like, yeah, well, you know, I don't have far to go. But I was just like, you know what? It would suck to just unpack and get too comfortable.
Right.
And, like, especially when your nerves are kicking and you just never know what to expect for each round. And it's kind of like, I think confidence is good. But, you know, don't ever get too set on something that you know isn't a for sure thing, you know? So, yeah, they really do. So when you're cut, they're like, all right, plane ticket. What time you want to fly out? Cool. See ya. It was come back next season, you know? So, but I mean, they don't want people lingering around, kind of, because, I mean, people are sad and heartbroken. They feel like maybe it's just nice for you to go back to your comfort zone of home so you feel good. So I like to think
plus,
of this as some positive.
Put pressure on the other dancers.
Or if your roommate leaves and your roommate's lingering around and you're trying to sleep because you have to perform the next day. Like, there's probably certain things about that it makes sense. Let's go into round two because it's hip hop with Chris Scott, whom I love.
Yeah.
Jasmine Harper. Mm-hmm. Legs for Days. We love her too.
I love that she's there for hip hop because originally last season she came in as a contemporary dancer.
She could do everything.
But she killed it. I mean,
hip hop
that Beyonce dance with Comfort was like one of my favorites.
So good.
So yeah, the fact that she's doing hip hop, it's just like cool.
Yeah, we weren't surprised. We knew Jasmine when we were warming up and like a hip hop song comes on, Jasmine has this alter ego that kicks in and it's her hip hop alter ego, and we just look at her like, are you freaking serious, and you auditioned with Contemporary, like
killer.
And you got in, so like there's nothing you can't do, like right. you're about to be unstoppable, you know what I mean? So we had no nervousness about her hip hop. We're just like, yeah, she's about to kill it, she's about to smash it. We just want to see it, we want the world to see it. We're cheering her on all the way. Anyway.
Did she have a name for her alter ego?
She did. I believe it was Monet.
Don't Janelle Monae kind of thing.
Don't quote me on this, but I believe that's what it was. But I want to say Monet. I want to say that
I
was
like
what it was. But
and a degree
it was intense.
Deodorant spokesperson now too.
Yeah.
I love that
commercial.
I love that. It's so good. Okay, so they took 1 hour to learn the routine, of course. And I love that Christopher Scott said, this is what I'm looking for in the routine. I wish we did this all the time so that they know exactly this is what they want. He wanted precision, musicality, and connection with your partner. Mm. So I was like, awesome. So that's what we should look for. They had Steven Cater, God bless him. The baby had not been born by round two. And he and Milena were rehearsing like way into the night because Milena was like, I'm ballroom. This is tough. This is the... As if when I was a dancer, this is where I would have been. Here's your plane ticket home. Hip hop would have been the death of me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's
Do
not
you
good.
Think when it comes to choosing your, when you have a partner in callback week, is that your partner the whole time?
No.
They
constantly
switch every
time. Changing. Because I would be interested to see if they made it your partner the whole time. How people would strategize, like if I was a hip hop dancer, would I want a ballroom dancer? So that when it came to ballroom, we would be like, I'd be like, oh, okay, I'll be okay, because like, I can teach anyone hip-hop. You know what I mean? Like, I wonder, like, if you get to choose, like, I think that would be a cool twist to callback week. Like,
it might play against you, though. Let's say ballroom isn't until, like, a couple rounds later, and, like, you're hip-hop, and that's ballroom. But, like, let's say you guys hit that round in between, or even if your hip-hop is strong and your ballroom dancer isn't, and she gets cut, and now you have to pick a new partner anyway,
right.
who might not be ballroom. So then when you get to the ballroom round, you might...
And you're
just,
dang it!
There's so many different...
There's so many different strategies. You really have to be smart about picking a partner.
But, I mean, it's just as scary as having a different partner for every round. And like, it's very, it's almost like, those games you play in school and like go up to a random person and say hi and like, or tell them like you like them or something like that. So you like walking around and he's like, oh, I want to be your partner. Never mind. Oh, you're like, oh, you want to go? Or ask someone to the dance. You know, the dance is coming up. You're just like, oh, you have a date? It's cool. It's fine. No, it's fine. You do this. I was going to ask her out anyway. So it's cool.
Do you want to go to the So You Think You Can Dance prom?
Yeah. Wait, you guys should do that.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
That would be so great.
I want to go to that prom.
So we see Jessica Rich in this round, and we had talked about her last week. We had Tiffany Marr here last week, and she knows her pretty well, and we kind of knew that she was going to go into top 20, but she had a tough time during hip-hop, and this is when you see people sometimes maybe get in their head a little bit. It becomes a psychology game, and they were like, you've got to dance for your life, and I was like, well, she's going to be fine.
Right. I was surprised, though, that she didn't do so well in hip-hop. I mean, I know she wasn't a hip-hop dancer, but her solo from auditions
made her seem like she could handle
it. Yeah.
I mean, personally, what I saw on TV, it still looked good, but maybe it's different seeing the, like, not without the clip back and forth from the judges. Maybe the judges did see more of what wasn't good. Yeah. So, but no, I totally agree. Like, it seemed like she had or would have it. You know what
I
mean? Yeah.
Maybe they were just trying to make us viewers be like, no, I like her. Oh no, she's gonna dance for her life.
Yeah, she was fine. We know she went through, of course. But this was a big story with Mary Poppins, and I thought this was really interesting because Twitch was like, I'm on your team, like, I really want to see this. And it was not her own style. It wasn't, even though it's her genre, but she seemed to struggle a little bit with it, even more so.
You know what's funny is that.
Wait, do you know her?
I know her more now. I knew her before the show as far as in the street dance world.
Right, because she's from Vegas, too.
Yeah, and in the street dance sense, like, a lot of street dancers do know her. She's famous in the street world. So it was really cool seeing her in person for, like, I think I saw her once at a battle. And then, like, this time actually seeing her and be able to, like, go up and dance with her was totally awesome.
That was really
so
rad.
Much fun.
You know, I was like, this is my dancer wife right here. She doesn't know it. But anyway... As far as like for the hip hop round, it is trickier for like a street dancer to do a hip hop choreography. Mm-hmm. And like, I even had a lot of troubles with it too, picking it up because freestyling and street dancing is so much, it's not really categorized the hip hop that you would think you see like on So You Think You Can Dance hip hop. Like, it's definitely more of a specialty type of style street dancing is. So when you have to throw away your technique of what makes you a unique freestyler and learn choreo, it's, I mean, it's tough. And, like, your body wants to move the way you want it to move. And you have to let it, you have to give it up to move how the choreographer wants it to move.
Because you're used to listening to what your body wants and then just doing it.
Yeah, like.
As a street dancer and then being like, oh, wait, nope, this is the move, actually. Yeah. Not this.
And she's very, like, down and, like, relaxed with her movement. And they wanted sharp and strong moves out of Christopher Scott's choreography, which was very clear that they were like, hold on. No, no, no.
Right, right.
Yeah. And they were, it was interesting to see that. I mean, she did make it through, but they were like, you know, this is your warning right here and right now.
Yeah, that was intense.
It is intense. This was the first time we really saw Marquette. I mean, hello, another vibe dancer.
Yeah.
You know, because he's in for ballroom and he just killed it.
Wait, Dredge, right?
Yeah.
I was like, what in the world's going on? That was, I'm not going to lie. He was smashing that. I was like, okay.
I was impressed.
Okay, ballroom, team ballroom.
But we do want to. I think a lot of people, now that the show's been on for 10 years, that they prepare with ballroom. I think we saw that a lot this season, which I don't think we've seen as much in the previous seasons, is that people who come in, you know, where ballroom isn't their specialty, they come in and really work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, or really work other things. Like, he was a ballroom dancer. He could kill it at hip hop. You know what I mean?
Like, but all those vibe, he's a vibe dancer. They're all, right, like, they can really well trained. But I was going to say, now that 6 ballroom dancers have made it into the top 20, the writing's on the wall, kids. Like, if you're planning on auditioning for season 12, you better get into ballroom class right now.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. But I do want to say to Amanda Mitchell, who was Marquette's partner, black men can also be ballroom dancers. She thought he was a hip-hop dancer.
I know, right? I was like, oh, it's because like, really? Of dreads. It was a dreads.
Is that what it was?
Dreads.
You think dreads, things about to just crump
think,
on you? Yeah,
anyone with dreads you would normally think would be ballroom.
But that's why she picked him, like, just based off of, like...
That's hilarious.
I think I have such a high appreciation for that, though, because, like, honestly, I didn't know much about the ballroom world until, like, I got on the show. And then watching guys do ballroom, I'm like... Now, if I could do any other style, I think I would want to do ballroom because it's so, like, it's very manly, like, when they want to be. And I feel like girls like that. You know what I mean? Like, just, like, the posture that they have and, like, the, you know, just, like, the sway, like, in the motions
the
of, like,
their butts. Body. They have the best butts.
I mean, my butt's pretty good, too. I was shaking it all last season. But, but yeah, no, I totally admire him. He's, like, especially, like, I've never really seen, like, a black ballroom dancer. So, I was happy.
And like
he was doing hip-hop. I was like, all right, I'm on your team.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about it now. Any of black ballroom dancers I've seen have been girls. I don't know how many males I've seen.
Yeah.
So I think this is going to be
so
great.
Cool.
I'm super excited that he made it through. Other people that made it through this round we saw were Tanisha, Armin Way, which we've spoiled. He's on tour with Derek Huff, Move Live. So we knew, like, he wasn't going to be in top 20. I've been following his Instagram. His tour photos are awesome. But, you know, it was interesting to see, you know, it's always interesting to see people come back year after year because he kind of ended on a rough note last season, but he makes it all the way to Green Mile. So, Serge, another person. This was his third year trying out again. I'm so glad when people come back and just, you know, just like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make it. And Landon, who is Jenna Johnson's partner.
Oh, Landon.
He made it through. Yeah, we'll talk about that because in the end, it's an interesting thing. And I think the psychology of it. Whose phone is that?
That's not me.
Not me.
Am I getting a signal in here?
That's you. You finally get a signal.
Finally.
After all this time.
Wait for it.
Let's see.
Milena went through as well, and Steve, the impending father, also went through.
Phew.
This is where you start saying goodbye to people. Trevor Bryce, who the guy that they said had the best audition they've ever seen, didn't make it past hip hop.
Crazy. Yeah, that was interesting.
But you never know what happens. Like, you can have the best solo audition, and then...
Yeah, you can be really good with what you do, but that's not what this show's about.
No, it's not. It's about adapting each week and adapting to partners and change of choreography and everything. And I think this was, just from a fan perspective, Caleb Bronner, he's the one whose father had passed. We had seen his dancing dad the year before. Technique-wise, I don't think he's there yet. He's improved over last year, so I hope that he has enough... you know, confidence and just goes back and trains and comes back in. Because
his style is really cool.
Yeah, he's really interesting.
Yeah, but yeah, I think he's just young. I think he's really young as well and he has a lot going on. But I think he could come back and they would...
He's a fan favorite. So
yeah,
it's a good thing.
Sure.
Before we move on to round 3, I just want to remind everyone, iTunes, you can, of course, rate us 5 stars. Give us a 5-star. give us the 10-star fiction. There you go. Of course, you can comment there and on YouTube. We sure appreciate it and all of your downloads because it's been a great season so far. And we've got a whole bunch of guests coming your way this entire season. Next week is Lauren Furderman.
Ooh, that's exciting. Sorry, we were playing with our hands.
Yeah. Okay, shadow puppets. round three, we move on to Jazz. And this is where things get real because Sonya Tai is back.
Yep. And they hold their standards really, really high for Jazz, it seems like.
Yes, they
Jazz
do.
And contemporary, it's like the bar is here. Like, and hip hop and ballroom, I think they're like, just make it out alive. You know, they're like, just, you can do it. But when it comes to jazz and contemporary on this show, they're like, no.
Focus.
It needs to be the best.
Now, does Sonya scare you? Not, you know her now, but like that first initial meeting with her? Because she's intimidating, I think.
I will tell you the truth. Honestly, I didn't know who, I didn't know who a lot of choreographers were because I was such in street world. But like when Sonya came out and like people were like, oh, that's Sonya Tai. I was like, who's Sonya? And everyone was like, oh, you don't know Sonya?
Maybe that was better.
She's going to want you. Maybe. It was like, she's going to want you to do this and that. Oh, she's tough. Sonya doesn't play. I'm just like, are you trying to scare me or is this real? And then you start doing the choreography with her and then you realize that she wants what she wants and you have to give it to her and she's not taking nothing less but what she wants. So I'm just like, okay, I understand that she lives up to her name. This is interesting. But I think I wasn't too afraid because like I hadn't known her reputation. Yeah. But I definitely was feeling the pressure. I was like, okay, yeah, she definitely seems like the way she's talking right now is how everyone else is perceiving her. Mm. So I'm like, okay, yeah. But at the end of the day, she's definitely loving. But when it comes to the dances, Jazz was that round. I was like, good thing they let us go through a whole night of practicing that one because I think I wouldn't have been here as Mel Winner so you can dance today if it wasn't for that. So appreciate the extra night. So you think. But yeah, Sonya she's scary but awesome.
And tell us, because we were talking earlier about this kind of off air, you guys are dancing all day, performing, but then when you learn to dance at the end of the day, you're kind of rehearsing into the evening. How many hours are you getting during, it was Vegas week for you, but during callback week?
Hours of sleep or
sleep?
Dance?
Yeah.
Sleep. I think we would dance. We would dance all day, all night.
What
and
time does it
we had
start?
We had to. Our call time was like 5:45 every morning, and then you didn't sleep until maybe like 1 or 2. If you want your routine to be good, you didn't sleep till like 2 o'clock, and then basically you took naps. That week, you don't sleep. You nap it out. Like you just like
dance,
power nap, nap it out. Like it was that type of. It was that type of deal. But it was tough. That was probably one of the toughest. I believe that Vegas week is the boot camp or like the hell week of, you know, whatever. So when it comes to like the show, the top 20, you have more time. It's more attentive to you to where it's like, so like hundreds of people, like 100 people on the stage at the same time learning the same choreography. And then plus you leave. And then if you stay, you have to keep dancing. And then you want to sleep, but you can't sleep the way you want to sleep. So it's like you just close your eyes and then you have to wake up. And then, yeah, it's tough. That was the toughest time, but that's the most you can take out of the entire experience, I feel like.
Probably the most rewarding for everyone.
Yes. Yes, it is. Like when you make it through the week, you just be like, did I really do that? And then you can't even remember everything you did. You're just like, I just want to go home. I just want my 8 hours.
Or you see the highlights on TV and you're like, that happened? Or I did that?
Yeah.
I remember that.
I remember getting those good comments. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I just want to sleep.
Yeah. Okay. So Sonya Tai, Jazz, George and Amy came back. This is when I was like, Amy is a beast. She's such a good dancer. Just watching her again. Because there were some killer lists in that routine.
Yeah.
I was thinking, wow. And this is where we see Marie Poppins again. And Yaya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I have to say that when I was spoiling the top 20, everyone was like, is Yaya on the list? Is Yaya on the list? And I was like, at one point I only had 14 last week, and I was like, she's not on my list. I still have 6 spots, and, you know, she doesn't wind up making it. But she's one of those that, like, fan favorite, you love her, she's killing it, she's, like, almost there.
Yeah, she's close.
She's close. I hope she comes back.
I think she might. I don't know, though, because she didn't seem so, like, excited about coming back. I don't know.
I think it was emotional.
Yeah, sometimes they're like, I'll come back. It's okay. And they're still sad, but I don't know.
I want her to come back too. Yeah, that would be awesome.
I think she could just, yeah, all she needs is just a little bit more.
A little bit
she
more
like
refinement.
Has the heart. Yeah.
Just a little bit. This is the first time we see Zach Everhart, one of the tappers. He made it through, but his partner, Ala, for ballroom, she got like a knee injury, and then you could see her like wincing her way through that routine. I was like, I can't believe you're trying to like, you want to do it, and you just muscle your way through it. But I was like, that knee looked like it was killing her.
Ugh. Yeah, injuries, definitely a big red light when you are going through that, and you know you're continuously dancing all day, it does suck to get an injury. I mean, like, thank goodness I didn't get an injury. A lot of people, I don't think too many people got injuries that week besides the thing that happened with Armin and Melisse. But yeah, no, that was just, I was sad for her because I was just like, I know, I feel like it was the injury, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I like how she just went out there and gave it her all anyway, because you can't, sometimes, like, it doesn't help to plea, like, your case. Like, you just got to go out there and still try to, like, toughen it out, you know? And that's what she did. So I give her kudos to that. Like, that was amazing. I really did like that she just went out there and just gave it her all.
Yeah, it takes courage to do that. And you have to worry, like, am I going to injure myself more? But you just got to, like, I'm going to focus for these 3 minutes and do it. And
I think the judges like that, too, especially in a callback week when there's still so many people and they're still trying to decide between their favorites. It's like you have to show them that you want it and, like, not just be like, I'm sorry, can I sit out? Because then they're like, you know what? Just come back next season. You know, it's easier for them to say that. Like, you're actually doing them a favor by not dancing because they're like, great. Now that makes my choice a little bit easier. So, yeah, you kind of got to do it if you want to stay there.
It's also going to give your mind a little bit of rest. Like, at least I did it. You didn't, like, I dropped out. Like, I think psychologically, too, it's something that is important to do as an artist. This is, you know, Serge keeps on going through. We see Johnny Wax moving through this time around. We see Jordan,
I love him,
the ballerina. Mm-hmm. She's moving through. Rudy's moving through. Like, they start giving us little pieces of, like, who's going to at least be in the final, like, if there was, like, 30 or so left at the end. But this is where we do say goodbye to new dad, Steven. Aww. He had his baby
That's
boy.
That's okay. Go take care of your baby.
Yeah. And then they said there were 12 more out at that point. We lost Shafiq. We lost Marie Poppins at that point, too. Yaya had to dance for her life. And, of course,
it was awesome.
Nailed it.
Yeah, it was
smashed
cool.
Smashed it.
I mean, come on. You're just like, of course.
That's what she does, yeah.
By the time we hit round 4, there's 65 left. So you start doing, the math on this, like, because they started it over. I mean, there were about 150.
Which I actually feel like wasn't that many.
157. Do you know how many were at callbacks in Vegas? It started out?
I don't. How many were there? It was like, it was almost 200.
Yeah, so there's 157 this year. So I don't know if they cut down numbers or anything.
Yeah, I wonder. But I think they did used to cut more than 30 first round. I feel like.
Yeah, it was 36 for the first round, so. It's always interesting, the math on, like, what happens. And I don't know if it's planned or anything else like that. If they have kind of, like, we want to have 60 at this round or somewhere in their head.
How long is the judge's day during callbacks? Because are they there the whole time? Like, are they there? Is their call time also, you know, 5:45 a.m.?
Oh, no. They come in just when it's time for them to see that piece and they want it, you know, to be good. They don't have to wake up as early as we do, I think, because we're more prepared. Like, we're prepping more than they are. Mm-hmm. So, like, all you have to do is sit and watch and judge. So
they're only there for a few hours. I always, like, wonder, like, is it a long day for them, too? You know, are they sitting at that desk? Because they don't want you guys rehearse. Do they watch you learn the dance?
Well, no. They give the choreographer that time. So, like, they don't, they're not a distraction, you know, or anything.
That's
so
good.
Yeah, so they give the choreographer the time to teach you to dance. And then they come back when it's time for you to perform it. And then same, it just keeps going in that cycle. Yeah, over and over again. But, you know, they don't have to stay and watch.
They're out by the pool having cocktails.
I think they've already been like, yep, you're struggling. Just, I think it's... And plus, that would be definitely more pressure on us to just know that, oh, Nigel's watching or, you know, Mary's watching. Like, don't scream.
Or Tara Lipinski. She seemed to be one of the hardest judges. Or Rina.
Oh, I know. You know what? To give Tara some credit, she was, like, her criticism was really
spot on.
And you have to think, I mean, she's been choreographing her routines and things like that. Or, like, working with choreographers and watching, you know, body movement, whether it's dance or ice skating.
She gets it.
Since she was young. Yeah, like, she's
an Olympic gold medalist. She gets it. So we're at the ballroom, the dreaded ballroom round for a lot of people. They're like, oh, here we go. Dimitri and Anya taught this number, and I'll tell you, that it was killer. I mean, that death drop, I was watching some of the moves, and I'm like, this was a hard routine. This wasn't easy.
I don't know. I'm so surprised they put a death drop in. And I'm surprised nothing went horrible.
Except for knocking someone's tooth out.
Oh, yeah.
That was the tooth round.
Oh, I forgot.
She's like, nothing bad happened. I'm like, except for a tooth.
That is one of my biggest fears, that and getting my eye poked out.
Yes.
And that man just kept it going. And, okay, he had, like, a fresh tooth. Like, you know when you eat ice cream and you breathe in and your teeth hurt?
Yeah.
Like, that feeling must be, his, like, nerve and, like, oh. And then he was dancing and, hey, get it.
Yeah,
like,
more power to you. Dude. But that was just... I can imagine.
And his partner's arm
your
is like
smile, because you're always cheesing on camera. Like, that would
I would have
hilarious.
To get that fixed immediately. I'm like, I'm sorry, I can no longer continue this competition. I have to go to the doc, the dentist. They have to fix this right away.
But, the nerve would drive me nuts. Like the
yeah.
Even when you suck in air, you feel the nerve sometimes. Mm-hmm. But and his partner had like blood dripping down her arm, like it was true blood, and you know, Sookie was bitten by Bill the vampire.
It's crazy, man.
But I was kind of impressed with what was happening in this round, considering the level of difficulty in the choreography. We saw some really good things coming out of this. Like Zach Everhart and Valerie, the two tappers. Like,
oh, my God. I love them.
Yeah. I love them. I love Valerie. We didn't see enough of her tonight or last night, but she's very charming.
I loved her solo.
I love her solo. I love her face. I just love her.
I really love both of them, and I thought they were so smart to be like, you know what? We're not ballroom dancers, but we're tappers, and we're really good performers. And you were saying something about your ballroom earlier, too. Oh. Like, you're like, I'm just going to perform it.
Yeah.
And it works. I mean, that works in ballroom.
But I think they actually look good. Like, I could, when I kind of saw mine's back, it was kind of like, you could tell I'm it's fun to watch cheesing it, but like, I feel like they really had some really good, like, technique. And I don't know, maybe. I'm not a ballroom dancer, so I didn't know. But, like, it really... I liked it for what it was more than just the connection and, like, the fun of it. It looked good on them. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that should have been, like, in a top 20 piece. Like, I was like, ooh, they were killing. Like, they were really killing, especially for tappers.
I mean, there were probably... If you went and, like, really looked at it, I'm sure there were some form breaks and things like that. But... You know, being able to do that at callbacks and mm-hmm. make it look as clean as you possibly can and perform it and be like, we're going to do this.
Yeah, and I think they made it simple. I think they did something really smart was they just kind of made the moves a little smaller, a little simpler, and I think that helped them a lot because then it didn't look so messy.
Yeah, I love them. So Valerie, I'm like...
I love him. He's so cute.
They're both cute.
They are both. Well, Valerie...
She's adorable, isn't she?
Yeah, she's a cute little thing.
Yeah, she's a cute little thing. Johnny Wax, we saw
him. I love him.
You know, kudos to him for coming to, like, I'm a whacker. And, like, you know, I mean, we had all those whacking jokes, like, that week he auditioned.
Poor guy.
But, you know, his own style and everything else. And I think, you know, when he had auditioned was it the year before?
Yeah, I think
like,
so.
It was kind of like a joke, sort of, but then he came back really strong this year. I love that.
Yeah, I thought he did a great job in ballroom.
Yeah.
I was pleasantly surprised.
Let's see, Rudy, Jessica, and this is where we finally see Emilio, who you guys lost last year, the last minute.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't realize he had five fractures in his nose.
No, that's crazy.
Yeah,
Who
kissed him?
Oh, no. I don't know if I should say he takes it kind of personal.
Oh, okay, so someone kicked him.
It was definitely someone who kicked
fiction.
It. Was a,
no.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
I was like, I don't want to say it.
It was someone who goes full out every single time they dance.
Okay.
And this was one of those times where they were supposed to mark it, but they decided full out. And then Emilio just took the brunt of that full outness.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you know, I was happy to see him in ballroom and kill. I was like,
Know what? Though?
I already knew Emilio could do everything. Like, I kind of already. You guys know he's from IME, right? Like the crew,
they won.
Yeah, ABDC.
Yeah.
So like, I knew he was an amazing dancer, and he can pick up any choreography you throw at him. So like, but I never got to actually see it like that because when you're in the midst of everything, you don't really have a lot of time to watch others. Mm-hmm. But getting to see that, like him doing ballroom, I was like, you go hip hop
with Yaya.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was looking hot.
Her legs are great. Her little heels and everything.
I love that they dressed for the part. I think it helps, and I think it shows the judges. Like, this is what you do on the show. Like, you wear costumes for the dance, and I love that. Like, he had his shirt open, and she had her own little dress on with the heels. Like, it was great, and it just made it better for them, and I think it made the judges be like, oh, get it. You know, like, look at you two.
And I love that they had strategized, like, for ballroom round, we're going to be together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They had talked a little bit about that with Kat, and I thought, super smart, because they know each other, they're familiar with each other, this is a hard round, this is a good time to be with someone you trust.
Totally. Especially for the drop, which was a little awkward for Yaya, but...
She
I mean, if you're not used
it.
To, and if you're not used to, like,
a death drop,
here I go. But I love Emilio, and I think he could win this season because I think last season you guys had so many, like, great personalities that popped. He might have gotten lost, even though he would have been such a great dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Where this season, he's one of my favorites already, and so I'm like, and he's on top of that, he's going to be so great. He's going to pick up choreography. Like, I think he could win it.
We only have one winner this year, though.
I heard about that.
That crazy, right? Don't like. That is... I don't like that.
Oh, no.
And I like the one guy, one girl. I like that. I like that a potential partnership could win. I think that that's cool. And I think, like, how do you choose between the guys and girls? Because they're always dancing as partners.
True.
We'll see how it works because, you know, I mean,
they've had that for so long, though.
So long. So, and then they only had 2 years of two
nine
winners.
And ten.
Yep. And then we go back to the original format. So let's see what happens because I think it'll be interesting. And I think, you know, not having any top 10 saves because that sort of changed the face of the order, I think, of last year of who wound up in top 10 because they saved some people sometimes doesn't exist anymore in top 10.
Oof. Wait, what? What is
no top 10 saves by the judges.
What? So what does that mean? That means the people with the less votes just go home?
Yeah. There's no saving. So, you know.
I don't know if I like that either because I did like when they would sometimes save the good dancers. But maybe that's because I'm like, America, you're dumb.
Well, it's interesting because if they're saying you're voting for America's favorite dancer, and some people last season were saying Jenna keeps getting saved. Now, in hindsight, if you go and watch her work on Dancing with the Stars, she's nailing it every single week, and she was doing really well. And so you think, but people start voting for personalities, and you know, and the judges were knowing. I mean, we were hearing from choreographers and all the dancers that were coming. They were like, she kills it in rehearsal. She's full out. Her attitude is 100% every single time, and all that stuff comes into consideration when judges are saving. So it was
true.
It's kind of interesting,
which I like that because I like knowing, you know, that the choreographers and stuff are like, no, in rehearsal they're like great. You know, I like it's I don't know, as like a fan, you're like, good, I want like the good ones to keep going.
The ones that are given 100% all the
time. Trying really hard and
I think
stuff.
It is about how you read on television too, like to break past that wall. And it is the fact that it's America's favorite dancer. Like, I think America's...
You are America's best dancer,
no,
too.
No, I'm
fiction.
Really not. That's the thing. Like, I know they were like, there's always more people with better technique than you are. I never will say I'm the best because, I mean, don't get me wrong. One day it would be so nice to be, like, up there with the best. But I can never call myself the best at something because there's always going to be someone better than you. And even, like, on that show, like, everyone was so good. That's why, like I said, I never unpacked and I never... You know, felt like, oh, like I have this in the bag.
Did you not unpack all season when you were here in L.A.?
No, not at all. My suitcase, I would wash my clothes. I would fold them back into my suitcase. Like,
stop.
I didn't. Yeah, like, I didn't know. Because, I mean, you just never know. You know what I mean? So, and in my mind, I still thought, like, you know, everyone is good. So, it's not, and it's not even, like, the point to where, like, I feel like I'm better than anyone. Because I feel like I wasn't. Everyone had more awesome technique than I did. You know what I mean? In my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I think the show switches the game up a little bit to where it's not the best but favorite. I think what I do, I'm decent. I'm pretty good, you know? So, but you got to look at all the dancers and what all of they do and everything else. So, like, it's cool that they pick a dancer who they feel like they connect with and have a personality and like everything, you know what I mean? Like a full package. Cause some people can be really good, but not be nice. You know what I mean? And some people can be really nice and not as good. So I think that brings the balance in between.
Yeah. It's going to be really interesting this season. And I just want to pass on, we had talked about this one of the weeks, but the week we saw you guys at the LA audition with Twitch and you and Cyrus, I was like, who's going to make the TV show of this and watch you guys like battle it out week after week?
Because I want to watch that.
I was so charmed by it. I was like mesmerized. I'm like, I could just sit there and watch that.
Was that awesome? Dancing with Cyrus and Twitch during the auditions?
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. It was, it was just cool. I think it's the good vibes.
Like, it's just a great vibe.
You know, just like let it out. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like as dancers, sometimes like you pin up a lot of things like emotionally, and like sometimes that's excitement, and that excitement you want to let it out. So why not let it out through dance? So.
And you guys all have really great energy, and it's just like I was like, who is going to buy this TV show and make it happen?
I'd buy it, but I don't have the money.
All right, we'll talk to Maria when he knows.
Yeah,
let's move on to round five here because we still have two more rounds after this. So
man,
I know so many. This is the contemporary round, and it's Travis Wall who brought in Mackenzie Desmond, another one of your.
We just had dinner.
You did?
Yeah. Aww. Well, it was me, Amy, Mackenzie, and Alan.
I love that.
And a friend of mine. Yeah.
I love that you guys are still like a little family.
And can we talk about how cute Alan is with his girlfriend, Haley?
Really cute.
They're so cute.
Oh, no, I can't say.
You can't say?
I can't say. There's some things about that.
Uh-oh, there's drama. All right.
Yep, let's go into the next round.
Breaking news here. That must have been an AfterBuzz exclusive. All right. She's on tour right now with Derek Hough on Move Live, so that's tough being away. from yes. loved ones. Let's put it that way. Let's talk about Travis Wall and Mackenzie, and then go. We see Bridget Whitman, the one whose father had also passed away. I was mm-hmm. like, my boyfriend was watching this with me. He's like, "What's up with the dead dads?" I'm like, "It's storylines. The dead dads."
Oh, God.
I go, "We have dancing dads and we have dead dads. Oh, you know, they kill us with these sob stories."
They really do.
I thought it was really interesting when Travis Wall was like, "This is going to be hard because I'm going to give you guys something that I would." Do in the first week, and if you can't do it, yeah, then why are you going to be here?
That was that was a statement. That was a statement right there. Like
he threw down the gauntlet.
Yes, yeah. He did. Yes, he
and
did.
I think Travis has like a little extra that he can kind of like do that with, like just because he's been on the show, you know. So he like was in their spot at mm-hmm. one point, so he can be like, "Look, I've done it. Like you can do it.
I'm here.
Yeah, yeah. Like, let's go." You know, it's like an extra challenge that he can.
He was like
them.
The only one like that. Yeah, yeah. He was the only choreographer who had been a previous contestant, so he knows more than anyone like what it's going to take, what you should be able to do, and what is not going to be acceptable and what is.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, he laid it down.
Wow, I love that. Bridget Whitman was asked to dance for her life. Of course, she made it through because she was dancing for her dad and in her solo. And I think because they were saying you're not emotional at all during this contemporary piece, and you know she really had to bring it during her solo.
Mm. Yes, that's when the Ice Queen came out.
She Irina. Was like,
she's you know she's sits very ballerina regally, and she laid it down. She gave it to her.
It was kind of interesting too, because you know that you need three yeses to make it onto the next round. The judges kind of went down. I mean, I think Twitch was like no. Nigel was like, no.
I'm surprised Twitch said no. I was like, oh my gosh, Twitch, I thought you were the Paula. I thought you were the nice
oh,
one.
Geez. Yes to everyone.
Yeah, and then he said no, and I was like, oh, she's not going to make it. I was like, if Twitch says no.
But Irina was the one that was like, it was definitely a no, and now it's a yes.
Mm. Honestly, I'm really surprised she even made it to the show. I don't know. She's going to have to win me over. She's not one of my faves.
Her body is...
Her body's ridiculous.
Fit. Ridiculous.
She's fit, but I don't know. There's something about her when I watch her dance that I just don't connect to. Mm. Even though she did bring more emotion for her solo, she's going to have to win me over somehow. Yeah.
And we only saw snippets, so obviously the judges are seeing something if they pushed her through to top 20.
Right.
So we're obviously missing some information, I think. Landon is moved through this round, and this is where you start going, uh-oh.
I know.
I know. This is where I think this was his... last probably good round, what we come to find out later on. Armin moves through, and at that point, there's 50 dancers left, 29 boys and only 21 girls. That's
boys.
Kind of amazing, right?
Yeah.
It's a strong group of men, obviously. And then we go, yes. And then we go to the toughest round every single year. Why they do this? This is what, like, let's make you stay up all night.
Round.
Let's all fight, because everyone has different styles, and let's go to group night.
The worst. Round.
I don't remember
ever.
What was your group.
Ours was Fact with a Little Fiction, and it was terrible with a lot of
oh,
terrible.
Yeah.
It was
Fact
the worst.
Fiction. Oh,
it was
yeah.
the it was just the worst. We were the worst group. We understood it. It was fine. Me and Jasmine talked about this to that day. We're just like, do you remember when we first met each other in group round? Like we just like all thought we were going home. Like we knew everyone. Like it was. I understand what they were going through.
I remember your dance now. I remember there was a lot of Jasmine leg, and then they showcased you.
A little bit.
And then you do your thing a little bit.
Yeah, but it was just not together, and it was just not...
Honestly, what is the trick to group round? I think if I were in that situation, I would sit my group down and be like, okay, who here has choreographed a lot of stuff? You. Everybody else, let's shut up. Let's just let them choreograph.
I do think you have to pick a leader because that was our downfall. Everyone wants...
I think that's what you have to do because everybody at the end of the day, like all dancers, of course, choreograph a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you need someone who is just... It's just in their nature and then you just got to listen.
Well...
Because I don't know how else... Like, how else does it happen?
You have to have a good... Like, okay, like you have to understand each other to the point to where if you do want to throw... Give each other ideas, they do mix. But, like, you can't just be like, okay, I think we should all, like, just everyone give an idea and, like, make this piece awesome. Because sometimes it just doesn't work like that. Like, the world isn't that nice and the group round isn't that nice
either. You don't
have
enough time.
Well, let's talk about One Love because they were the group that kind of fell apart really quick. And it's interesting because they had four contemporary dancers and only one ballroom dancer. In theory...
Personally, I thought it looked good.
It wasn't horrible. I mean, but in theory, this should have worked okay, where you have four mm-hmm. contemporary. And so it was Ryan, Carly, Novian, and then Serena, who was the ballroom dancer. And she eventually kind of took charge, and she made herself the centerpiece. And they kind of slammed her for that. They were like, it was a Serena show. I wasn't offended by it, but clearly they were, the judges.
I was surprised that they were so upset, because other groups sometimes, you know, and I don't feel like she wasn't the only one being the centerpiece. Like, some of the guys in it had their own little thing, but
yeah, it was a good mix.
Oh, man, did they slam this group. And what Nigel made them do?
Like, what, decide which one of you is going home. I was like, ooh.
Like,
they're all crying.
So mean. I can't believe he did that.
I don't
know
if every group could have went through that one, because that, ooh, our group. I don't even know. I don't even want to talk about it. I don't even know if I could have had that.
They were
option.
All bawling. I mean, they did the right thing, saying I couldn't sacrifice any one of us, which is always the right answer.
Yeah,
it's a very biblical answer, honestly.
True. You know what's funny though? I think I don't even know their names, but I think the three contemporaries were ready to send Serena home, and then the one guy was like, he was like the only one who was like on her side, and then they were like, okay, yeah, fine, we can't. Okay, fine. But I think those three were like,
I think you have to be ready to, when you make the decision to say I'm not going to send anyone home, you have to be ready to go home yourself. And I mean, as our group round being as terrible as it was too, I feel like we didn't want to throw anyone under the bus, so we were just kind of like, this is the end. Like, if this is the end, we go out with not throwing anyone under the bus, and I mean, we go out on good better terms,
right?
But you know, I think that was really cool how they all stayed. I was like, yes.
Yeah, because Nigel was like, that's the answer I wanted to hear, and go. Lesson learned. Whoa.
And then only one of them made it through.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. That was Carly. And a lot of people were like, I had published the top 20 list, you know, and people were like, who's Carly? Because we hadn't seen her audition.
Mm. Right. I don't really like her, but we'll see if
we don't know enough about her.
Change my mind.
We don't know enough.
I don't know. I felt like she was fake crying on stage. I felt like those. She was
Chloe's
just like,
making sweeping assumptions. I call
that
like week.
She was like, "Oh, I'm supposed to cry."
I'm sure there's other people thinking this though. So I mean, it's
yeah, she's not the only one.
Like, I feel like she was like, "Oh, I'm supposed to cry." Okay, I just couldn't let anyone else go. I don't know.
That's the beauty of top 20 though. I feel like is that the people that you didn't see, like you feel like you didn't see much of. Now everyone's gonna get that equal amount of, you know, spotlight, whatever. So that's going to be your time when you're like, you know what? I didn't see you before, but I definitely see you now. Yeah. Like, I mean,
she could win me over. Carly could win me over.
I'm going to ask you next week. That'll be the big, what does Chloe think of Carly? And they usually do that speed round of like favorite things we don't know about you. And you guys have to do it like in what, a minute or something?
10 seconds.
10 seconds. Is that what it was?
Yeah, super
fast. I think it's a minute. It's 10 seconds. We do. I know. What do I know? We do see a group that finally does well, because they were like, every group dance was a hot mess until one final group comes in.
The ones with the girls in the red and the jeans, mm-hmm. they looked a hot mess. That one was funny.
There were a few that you were like, whoa. Yeah. But everyone's tired. You have to give them a little bit of credit.
I don't know how they do it. Like, I really don't know what the trick is. You know, is it, should you order food and just kind of relax and, like, eat
they
something?
They ate pizza and they
all-nighters. You have to pull, like, you have to be ready to pull all-nighters. Because if you want to go to sleep early, that means you didn't put enough work into your dance.
What time in the morning do you actually perform your dance? Is it, like, your call time, you only have an hour to, like, kind of warm up and then you go? Because that would be tough, too.
You have a call time and then they start telling, they give out the order of when you go. So if you're going first, it sucks. But, like, good thing, like, I never got to go first, like a lot of times the groups will get lucky if they have to go later on to the day, because you got to think every dance is like a minute or almost 2 minutes, and then the judges have to give their opinions, and then they have to like get them off the stage, get the people on the stage. So like, you definitely use that time wisely if you're not the first group to practice your dance over and over and over again to make sure like you got it when you go. Because and even then, when you're practicing it off stage, when you get on that stage, which you haven't had the chance to practice it on there, feels like, oh, like, is
it still feels foreign. You guys have been rehearsing in a hallway with carpeting and everything else. And you know, obviously not ordering birthday pizza was probably a poor girl. They're like, sorry, it's not going to be your best birthday.
I know. I was like, just a birthday wish. I'd ask for a birthday wish. My birthday wish is to dance with my life. Just let me dance with my life on my birthday wish.
Yeah. I'm surprised.
I'd play that one out.
That's a good card to play. Yes. Remember that for next year.
Everybody pretend like it's your birthday.
It's my birthday. And then we finally make it to round 7. And, you know, this is where everyone pleads for their life. Is this your dancing for your life?
Yeah, we were dancing for our birthdays.
Dance for your birthday. 44 dancers remain in total. So they didn't cut that many from the group round. I mean, you're looking at only 6 dancers left. that's not a huge drop.
Yeah. So. Which is surprising, because if apparently they were all a hot mess.
Yeah. And so if they were all a hot mess, they just didn't know what to do. So they're like, we're all
they're
going.
Like, just go.
To the end. And so we do get our top 20 of Ricky, Teddy, Stanley, Emilio.
Wait, I want to talk about Ricky's.
Hold on. Let's just do the list.
Okay. Do the list. And Ricky,
then we'll go
Ricky.
Back. Ricky, Teddy, Stanley, Emilio, Zachary, Casey, who I think is going to be a dreamboat, Nick, Rudy, Marquette, and Serge. On the girl side, it's Jessica, Jackie, Carly, Bridget, Valerie, Jordan, Emily, Tanisha, Milena, and Brooklyn. And we're going to go back to the boys.
Ricky. His solo was amazing.
Yeah.
Did he really go first? Because poor everybody else that had to watch that and then follow it. Because that was phenomenal. That was one of the best solos I've seen on the show.
But his solo at audition rounds was great too. And
I was like, it was good. He was good. I was like, yeah, he was good. But because I guess I just didn't see as much of him. And oh my gosh.
I've been saying he could easily win the whole show just because he's got the technique basis. It's so early to call this because you don't know how he's going to do with all the styles. But also, I think the girls are going to like him too.
Oh, he's so adorable.
Gonna get the girl vote.
He's so adorable.
Lucky son of a gun. Yeah. No, he's. I was like, okay, Skin and Bones. Like, it was it's definitely a touching piece. I mean, I'm not the biggest, you know what I mean? Like, my thing is hip hop. That's what my passion would drive more towards. But, like, I have learned to appreciate all dance. But even then, like, you know, I have a bias to, you know, what I like. Mm-hmm. And then I saw that and I was like, all right, let me watch it again. It's like, yeah, okay, let me watch it one more time. It's really good.
He lays on the floor and just did all the
rolls.
Oh my gosh, that was crazy.
Like throwing his body.
That was the climax. And then his legs don't have bones, literally. His height, he literally leaps like 7 feet in the air. I was like, this guy is.
He's kind of dreamy. I do have to say that.
Oh, that was awesome.
He's kind of dreamy.
And then the friends made it in.
Nick and Rudy?
The Nick and Rudy.
They are the funnest people. I got to hang out with them. They are hilarious. You see them on the show, they're the exact same way.
We're going to have some fun with them
this season. There's no camera tricks, no Hollywood. They are who they are. Like, the way they act, it's so funny.
What you see is what you get.
They're going to get a reality TV show. Mark my word. They're
sweet. Will they be on your show with you, Twitch, and
Cyrus? The one that we're creating.
It's going to be a different type of reality show. That's going to be... Yeah, we can mix it in.
We'll see.
You can have your friends visit, you know.
Oh, yeah. You guys could live in a house, in the dragon house.
Oh, just take it a step further.
Yeah.
Cyrus brings all his friends.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them. There's 26 of them.
I know. Well, the first year, they were all living in the same house, and, like, the dining room was their little dance room. I'm like, they must have a mansion now, because Dragon House is doing very well.
Yeah, Dragon House is huge.
Let's just talk about some of the people we lost with the top 20 being announced. You know, some really good dancers. Justine Lutz, and I will say, again, when I spoiled the list, everyone said, is Justine on there? And I'm like, I'm not, it's not coming up. And then once I had the final six names, I'm like, she's not on the list. This is her third time trying, and I really hope she doesn't get discouraged, because I think... She's been to Green Mile twice at this point. She's so close.
That is so heartbreaking.
She's so good.
Getting to Green Mile twice?
Yeah.
I can't
imagine. Getting through Vegas week or LA week once is enough. I can't imagine people who come back and constantly make it to that final step. Like, their foot,
Surge.
They have like a pinky toe in the door.
Yeah. Surge, we made this year. But Armin Way, another one that got close. I mean, he's doing extremely well. So, you know, he didn't need it. But it's like...
Do you think... I mean, they didn't know that he was on the show yet.
He got cut. So they were separate, yeah. So you think he got cut. It was separate from the tour. He didn't drop out of anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Isn't it funny? You know, Derek Huff's like, I'm going to hire you.
Yeah.
Sold out tour.
Sweet.
Yeah. We lost Eric Silky. Haley was another one. Landon. Let's talk about Landon, because the judges basically said, you lost it today. We were basically putting you through.
Because his face is so cute and adorable, and he was great. He killed it coming out the gate, but yeah, poor guy. I mean, he could be the story that comes back easily.
Yeah, but it just shows you when you have a bad day at the office, you just have a bad day.
Yeah.
And I wonder if, like, you know, knowing that it's the last day and knowing that they're going to be picking the top 20, sometimes...
Or if you're tired, it's the last day. You haven't slept.
Your brain's not functioning the right way.
Yeah.
We lost Yaya. Another one I think that should definitely come back, because I think that they love her and they're just like, just work on it. You'll be here. You'll be here. Novian. We lost Serena. Johnny Wax. We lost Johnny Wax as well.
I'm so sad. I'm wondering if they didn't let him through because they're like, how are we going to partner you with anyone? Like, can you do any lifts? Because he's tiny.
But he made it through.
He did.
He made it through ballroom and he made it through contemporary.
I really like him. I'm so sad. How funny was his moment when they, you know, I like the way they did it this year where they were intercutting their, like, why do you think you should be on the show? Because the way they did it for your season was super awkward. Where they, like, lined y'all up and were like, all right, why do you think you should be on the show? And then they went through everyone. Like, oh, that makes
sense. They did that again, but we just didn't see it.
Yeah, they intercut it. And his was hilarious. Well, I'm the best whacker in the world. And I'm the best.
Like, yeah. Okay. I was like, fierce.
Yeah.
He's got it. So next week, we see everyone in their genres, which I think is great. At least everyone gets introduced and they're comfortable and get their, you know, get grounded
and
on
no
the first week.
And no one gets
week.
Cut, right? Is that no, the same? No. Good. I always like that they do that on this show because it's like, we get the first week to get to know everyone again and then we'll get into
eliminations the following week.
I think I love the fact that they have that first week that no one gets cut and you get to show your own style again. Because, like, for me, when I had to do hip-hop, which is still not my style the way they perceive hip-hop, but it's considered my style on the show, so I have to go roll with the punches. They were like, it was not strong enough, this and that. I'm just like, good thing they're not making cuts. But that is, like, a down. I think that gives you a chance to get used to the stage. You warm up to the criticism, whatever you get. And you know, you're gonna hear things on Twitter. People are gonna tweet you things and like comment things and all that stuff. So like, I feel like that's a good warm up week for when the real competition starts. Because I mean, whether it goes good or bad, take from it equally. I think,
yeah.
Because definitely, like for me, that was that week. I was like, I was at the point where I was like, I don't know if I even should be here. Like, I mean, I had my doubts. Aww. Even though like I'm very smiley and positive, like I was just like, man, like. That week was tough for me. The judges did not like it. I think we were the only ones that didn't get a standing ovation. My partner was amazing. She was awesome. But I think it really was me. Like, they were like, it wasn't strong enough, all this. So, like, for the top 20, if they're watching this, you guys are hearing this, just take it all in, experience from it. But I do think that's awesome that they don't cut the first week and that gives you a chance to warm up to everything.
It's getting used to the stage, like, a big deal. Like, is that a big part of it?
Getting used to the lights, stage, and audience. Because being a street performer, the audience part wasn't a big deal because I perform in front of random audiences, so that's not the problem. But the fact that, like the lights and the cameras and everything, that is a little
tricky. Especially
if
you need to hit a mark and, like, look at the camera because they do that sometimes.
Yes, they do. Yeah. And so, like, and the cameras are in, they're not in your way, but they're definitely on stage. So you have to kind of be a little
We've seen a steady camera, too, like, wind up in the shot.
Yeah.
It happens occasionally.
It totally happens.
You're like, oops.
Yeah, so you're not just dancing on that stage with your partner. Sometimes you're dancing with the cameras on there too. So yeah, it gets you used to everything. So I look at it as a positive that they have that.
Yeah.
It gets you used
but
to that.
But that dramatic reach they always do to the camera, like, in the
And it gives the piece like a, it gives it more sometimes.
Dramatic.
Like, more for the people who are at home. Cause I'm sure the people there still think, wow, it was amazing live. But then also when you can see it on TV and like, yeah, those camera angles be getting it. Sometimes they make you look taller. So people see me and they're like, you're so much shorter than I thought you were. I'm like, you're right. Cause the TV, the angles are like this and you look like you're like 6 foot. I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah.
You meet me in person.
So good. Do you have to tune out a little bit of the social media? Cause you do have so much access. You know, you guys are like tweeting and Instagramming.
You get to tease so much, which is awesome. I think that's one of the funnest parts about the social media when you get on it. Cause like, of course you can't tell who's gonna be your partner at first. And then you can't tell like what your routine is coming up, blah, blah, blah. People are gonna guess it. And sometimes like they'll guess it dead on. That's the thing that makes us laugh. Like back in our season when like people would guess our partnerships and we're like, dang, somebody is like really good at this, but we don't confirm it.
Right.
It's like, oh, well, you'll never know. Or we'll like take pictures of each other's like feet or something and be like, what style are we doing this, you know, this week based off of our shoes? Like, just little teasers.
That's cool.
That's fun.
And people are like, oh, it has to be this, it has to be that. Well, so
you get people voting for you. That's a good way, you know, when you interact too. Because it's voting fan favorite, you know? Before we sort of wrap up here, I do want to mention that we have, we also have the dance crews battles going on, and the four of them, Academy of Villains, Wanted a Sheiks, Control Freaks, and Syncopated Ladies. So those are the four.
Yeah!
You're Syncopated
Arnold.
Ladies.
Syncopated Ladies
love her.
Are intense.
They are great.
They're the tappers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually met one of them at Nigel had a get together or a thing for his family, the whole Lithgow family, and one of the tappers, She told me she tapped. I didn't know how good she really was. But she told me she was really good. And one of her students that she taught had performed in the same show that I did, and we danced together afterwards, and the kid is amazing. But I got to meet his teacher, and then I look on something and dance. I'm like, oh, she's part of this amazing tap crew.
Like, oh, yeah, you're like, I just tap, intense. And you're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. She just taps, and then you're like, oh, I'm really like, tapped.
I always make that mistake if you don't know who they are, and you're like, yeah, I did some tapping when I was 3. And then they're like, cool. And then you see them tap, and you're like, oh, I'm embarrassed.
I
you're
love
like, they're
that.
Really good.
I love when I tell people I'm a dancer, and they're like, oh, you dance? I'm like, yeah. Like, if I go to a party, like, what do you do? I'm like, oh, I'm a dancer. Like, oh, you dance? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh, that's cool. I'm like, DJ, give me some music.
You're like, what?
And
then
I bust it out, and they're like, I did not know you could dance like that. That's our man, bro. You should be on something you can dance. I'm just like, yeah, I should. I love when people say that. I'm like, yeah, I probably
he was
should.
Just doing some glides like in the kitchen over here. And
oh, I missed
we'll
it.
Do, we'll do it. We'll make him do yeah. it after.
I mean, the table is very good. No.
I'll move the cups.
Before we wrap up, tell us what you're up to. Where yeah. can we find you? What's going on?
Oh, this like I'm doing things that I can't talk about, which sucks.
Okay. Maybe are you working perhaps on TV or film projects maybe that we will see
I
soon?
I could say film. See okay. soon.
Cool.
More in the music film.
Okay.
I would say I'm doing some traveling. Oh, I have this. I'm doing this thing, a T2 dance crew. We dance for people with diabetes. We go Ooh. To different dates and different functions, and we bring people out and give them fun little dance routines to, like, you know, learn from us, and then we perform for them. But the dance routines are, like, nice and simple to get, like, their blood pumping and stuff. And Debbie Allen is a spokesperson for
Debbie
it.
Debbie Allen. So, like, Miss Debbie Allen.
Yeah, yes. Debbie is, she's amazing. It's me and Jeanette from yep. season 6, I want to say. She's ballroom.
So, yeah, yeah. Of
yeah,
course,
yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, we're doing that, and... Yeah, it's that's one of the things I'm very passionate about right now, because, like, I think it is really cool that we're doing something for, like, you know, people with type 2 diabetes, and, like, you know, dancing is a great way to keep in shape. I feel
so
like.
So what's that called again?
T2 Dance Crew.
T2 Dance Crew.
Find that on T2DanceCrew.com. You'll find all, like, our choreography that we made, the fun, easy steps that anyone can do. So you just want to get up and exercise
one
day. It's online.
Okay, we can learn T2. That.
Yeah, check it out.
Have you seen my dancing?
But yeah, no, I've been working on some projects that I can't say about, but they'll be coming soon.
Well, where can we follow you on Twitter so when you announce it, we can figure it out?
Yes, Twitter is dance and the number 10, and then it's fiction, FIKSHUN, and the same for my Instagram. I post a lot of videos on Instagram, so
okay.
it's dance 10 fiction. A lot of 15 seconds. Just I do weird stuff on Instagram, but they're mostly dancing. They're fun. I have like my... I have my Freaky Fast Fridays where I just dance really fast and you think the camera's fast forward. I do Sexual Saturdays.
Okay.
For the
wait, hold on, let me follow you on Instagram.
Steaming up on
what's,
it, you know.
What's today? Thursday?
Throwback.
Two more days?
You got a couple of days. I got actually something special for my next Sexual Saturday. It's all dance. It's all nice. It's all PG.
Okay.
13.
We're looking forward to it now. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So. All right. We got to wrap up. So thank you so much for joining us, because you
yes.
were such a great surprise. And
yay!
thanks for stopping on by. You've been so much fun. And we'll be tuning in. Will we see you at all on Dancing? So you think you can dance with the Stars? So
as
you
an
think
all-star.
As an all-star maybe?
We don't know yet. I have to keep my fingers crossed.
All right. We'll find out. Chloe, where can we find you besides on the slap?
You guys can find me on the viral video, The Slap, and we'll be on Entertainment Tonight tomorrow night at 7:30 LA time, whatever time it is. It's on CBS, y'all. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram at Chloe West X.
And I am Kristen Burt at Kristen Burt, and Instagram is The Kristen Burt, so join me there. And, of course, next week we're going to have Lauren Furberman.
Holler!
Yay! See you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.